Thursday's weather was mostly dry across the Midwest, and we're going to see quite a few of those kinds of days coming up as we move forward through this next week to week and a half. There will be a couple of small disturbances possibly influencing portions of the Midwest, but for all practical purposes, the region will be left mostly on the dry side, and temperatures will run seasonably across a big part of the region. The precipitation event that may be the first to influence the region is still quite a few days off into the future. We'll look for a little disturbance to come across the region. It'll be in the form of a cool front with a little low pressure center, and that is expected to start to impact the region as we get into next week. The majority of the precipitation that comes with that event is not presently expected to be significant enough to have much of an impact on the region. It will favor the southern and easternmost portions of the region. This little frontal system will begin to push across the western Corn Belt Saturday night into Sunday, but it won't have much of an impact other than a few spits and spats of moisture all the way into Monday morning. The precipitation may be most concentrated on places like Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska, but those areas probably won't get more than a tenth of an inch or two as that system begins to evolve. It'll occur early to midweek next week that we'll see the most organized precipitation, if you want to call it that, in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, from southern Illinois and parts of southeastern Missouri into parts of Kentucky and generally the Ohio River Valley area will be vulnerable to precipitation Monday, and we'll see the precipitation very quickly shift into the Carolinas and out to sea shortly thereafter. Another little disturbance, a frontal boundary again, will drop into the upper parts of the Midwest as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. That system will also drift across the Midwest very quickly and be out of the area by the time we get into Thursday morning. That system, just like its predecessor, is not likely to have enough moisture to seriously interrupt transportation or change the moisture profiles in our fields. We will expect a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a tenth of an inch or two with that event, but they will be mostly an insignificant event. After that, yet another little disturbance in frontal boundary will begin to push into the western Corn Belt. This one takes place on Thursday of next week and continuing Friday and possibly into early Saturday, December the 12th. That system might have a little more potential to produce precipitation in the area, but until then, we're not likely to see much. Our temperature bias will certainly be warmer than normal in the north and more seasonable in the south as we move forward through this next week. Normal highs this time of the year, by the way, should be upper 20s and 30s in the northern Midwest and mostly 30s and 40s in the lower parts of the region. And we expect normal lows this time of the year to be running teens and 20s in the northwest and 20s and near 30 degree readings in the southeast. Well, the temperatures over this coming week to 10 days will be above that range. We're looking for highs in the 40s and 50s across most of the Midwest today, tomorrow, probably Sunday and Monday as well. And low temperatures at night will likely slip back into the range of 20s and 30s for the most part. Down in South America, everything still looks like roses at the moment, and most of Brazil will see timely rainfall over the next week to 10 days, and there will also be seasonable temperatures with a little warmer bias in the north. Argentina, however, is expected to struggle for a little bit of moisture at times. Net drying will occur in this next 5 to 7 days, and the temperatures will be warm enough to induce some net drying conditions. However, timely rain is expected to come in the following week from the 12th through the 19th, and as long as that verifies, Argentina will also continue in very good shape. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.